Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There's another confrontation going on in North Carolina that pits party against the people. North Carolina elected a Democratic governor in November, ousting incumbent North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. But this past Friday, McCrory, after a special legislative session, was able to sign into law a number of measures limiting the power of the incoming governor, Roy Cooper. Greer Martin is a Democratic member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, representing District 34. Greer Martin, who does this hurt?
In the end, this hurts the people of North Carolina who have elected a Democratic governor. I expect a lot of the people of our state have voted for both Democrats and Republicans, hoping for some kind of system of checks and balances and a balance of power. And this hurts them because it's a blatant power grab by one side of the political spectrum to shift away from that balance of power.
What will it take away from the governor's office?
Several things. There's legislation that would take away from the governor the ability to point to the state board of election and our local county boards of elections, a majority of his party. This is something that both Democratic and Republican governors have enjoyed. In its place, there's a system now that would essentially, in the key election years, mostly the even-numbered years when there's presidential, gubernatorial, and congressional elections, control of the state board of election and county boards of elections to Republican chairs. That's particularly troubling in the context of a lot of the voter suppression legislation that was passed in North Carolina recently that courts have overturned. The Republicans have demonstrated their willingness and desire to target African-American voters, and this measure that has been signed by Governor McCrory will continue to give them the power to do that.
So it puts the election boards in the hands of Republicans, and that's out of reach of the legislature, at least from what I understand of what you're saying. Are the election boards able to influence the districting process as well?
They're not able to influence the redistricting process. Now, note that it is under the guise of bipartisanship where the chairs will alternate between the parties, but every crucial election year it'll be under Republican control. The redistricting is a separate problem, and that's the districts that we ran in. The General Assembly that was elected that passed all this legislation is elected from districts that have already been ruled by the courts to be unconstitutional. So that's a separate knot that we in North Carolina are going to have to untangle.
There was a protest here and a number of arrests were accompanied the special session. And there have been confrontations between people and party in North Carolina for months this year. How are all of these protests related, and can anything be done to reverse what's already happened?
The General Assembly came into, quote-unquote, emergency session to pass all these egregious acts. We can always call ourselves back into session to repeal them and perhaps even to make some improvements to the way we do business in North Carolina. So nothing is stopping us from doing that except for the lack of political will in the majority party that's consolidated their power now and wants to probably, I'm afraid, continue down that path.
Can any state do this? Can any state call a emergency session and essentially make an incumbent of the opposite party powerless?
It is going to depend on the individual state constitutions and statutes, so I can't speak for all 50 states. But my concern is that the power grab that in North Carolina has been accomplished by the Republicans sets a model for both parties around the state. You know, I don't want to pretend that there's something in the Republican DNA that makes them particularly susceptible to want to seize power. That's something I'd say more is in the DNA of whatever party is in power. So the Republicans in North Carolina are setting a bad example that I sure hope that Democrats and Republicans in the other 49 states will choose not to follow.
And this is the frustration. I mean, I think people in North Carolina at the end of this are going to feel more out of reach, that this is a battle going on between elites in North Carolina and has maybe less to do with the people and their representation, whether they're African-American or a white American, and that it has much more to do with the backstory that ultimately doesn't represent any voter.
Sure. I think if there's anything that we can learn from the election of 2016, on which the dust is still settling, but the campaigns of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders and many other insurgent candidates, is that the people in our country and the people in North Carolina do not feel that the system represents them. And power grabs like this certainly just feed into that perception. Instead, we need to be looking at ways to make it easier for people to vote. I refer to the voter suppression legislation in North Carolina that made it harder for African Americans and Democrats to vote. The ideal is that we make it easier for all North Carolinians, all Americans, to cast a ballot, regardless of our prediction as to which party they're going to cast. Only by reforming the way that we draw our districts are we going to start to chip away at the problem of public confidence in our political system.
Representative Greer Martin, I'm just wondering what it is you do now. Do you think the entire election is challengeable because a federal court has ruled some of the districts unconstitutional that were gerrymandered here?
This election will not be overturned, but the courts have already ordered that a large portion of the General Assembly seats be up for election in 2017, a very unusual thing. Normally, we're just elected in even-numbered years. But because the districts are unconstitutional, the courts felt it was unconscionable for the people of North Carolina to be represented by members elected from unconstitutional districts any further. So that'll be a start. We'll have districts that I don't know that I go so far as to say that they're fair, but they'll be less unfair. And then I think what we need to do is pass the bill out of the General Assembly that actually has passed the North Carolina House under Republican control with strong bipartisan support to create a bipartisan redistricting commission. That will ensure that the districts are not drawn by those of us in the legislature who have the most to gain from them. And that'll be a start both in restoring balance to North Carolina politics and also in restoring the faith of the public in our political system.
Representative Greer Martin is a Democrat representing District 34 in North Carolina. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be here.